So can you tell us about the prices that we're going to be encountering for this year's 4th of July and how they compare with years past and why they're so high?
So travel for Independence Day weekend is going to be high. There are going to be 47 million Americans traveling to some destination. And road trip is going to dominate. And nationally, that is going to be 43.6 million, which is 91%, are going to be going by car. And in Indiana, there's going to be 1 million people who are going to be getting in the car to go to their destination.
So that's obviously pretty significant, especially compared to last year, obviously.
Yes. So Indiana travel is back on track with so many people getting in their car to go to their destination. And as mentioned, over 1 million Hoosiers will be taking a car trip, and that's second most on record. It's just 4% behind 2019 numbers.
So are Indiana travelers, are there more of them than travelers from other states? Are more people from Indiana traveling than,
you know,
like Michigan or Illinois?
I don't have a national the breakdown of all the different numbers because we only, our footprint is in 14 states. But what I can share with you is, I can say this. As we are emerging from the pandemic, many people throughout the country are excited to get out and take a road trip and especially enjoy this Independence Day holiday. And many are going by car. There are people also getting on planes, and actually some are taking cruises as well.
So why are the gas prices so high?
Gas prices have gone up this year as global fuel demand recovers from the pandemic faster than supplies. So yes, gas prices are high right now, but what we are saying is the gas prices are not deterring people from taking a Independence Day holiday trip. What they'll most likely do is budget differently and maybe pay less on lodging, as well as maybe not dining out as often.
Do you think that gas prices, will we be getting a reprieve? Will they be going down anytime soon?
Oh, gosh. What I can say is we do anticipate that gas prices will remain at about this level through August.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Molly. I appreciate it.
Sure. Take care.